The Bay Area Interactive Group presents The Big Sessions with me, John Ray. Your quick one-on-one with the big shots in the interactive and digital space. Welcome to The Big Session. My guest today is Matt Freeman. Matt is the CEO worldwide of Tribal DDB. Prior, he was the founding partner and chief creative officer of DDB Digital in the U.S. He was also a founder and chairman of the Interactive Advertising Bureau's agency board. Matt's work has won every major industry award, including the Cannes Lions, Art Directors Club, Effies, and Best of Show at the One Show Interactive, just to name a few. But I have to say, what I like most about Matt is not his impressive resume or his creative prowess, but rather his genuineness and sincerity. Well, I had the fortune of being around him in Cannes a few weeks ago. We sat down in the Martinez lobby just as he finished up his Tribal Worldwide Management Conference. Matt allowed me a little insider peek at what is essentially, I like to call, the UN of advertising. Tribal gathers their management for many of their offices from all around the globe and congregate at Cannes for their annual management meeting. Lots of great folks, and I have to say, very impressive breakthrough work. I asked Matt about his transformation from a creative to what I jokingly called a suit. With some tongue-in-cheek, Matt tells us that the dark side fits him pretty well. He also talked about his thoughts on integration and collaboration of media and creative in the online space, as well as how Tribal differentiates themselves from their tough competition. We began our talk by asking him if Cannes was all work and no play.
Well, it is actually a good, healthy mix. We have our Tribal Worldwide Conference here, our management conference, and we've spent the last 2 days together with our colleagues from around the world, but we've also made time for some play as well.
Let's just jump right in. You know, I have to say I'm fascinated by your background. I know you've got a creative background. You're a creative. You've managed to what I guess is become sort of a suit. Would you say that's true?
I would say it is true. I wear suits quite often, so it's literally true now. Darth Vader called me and asked me to come over to the dark side, and I gladly took that call.
And do you think having that creative background has either helped or hindered in the position you're in now, or really doesn't have an effect? I mean, it's definitely unique.
Well, I think it's probably both helped and hindered. It's helped in that, ultimately, we are a creative company. We believe that creativity is a part of every service we provide. We define creativity much more broadly than a department, though. We see it as something that streams through every part of our group, from technology to media to strategy. And so from that perspective, it was very natural. The hindrance is probably just the perceptual hurdles that you have to get over.
Like me.
like John Ray. And the finance guys who I have to make fun of and show who's boss once every little while.
No, actually, I think it's fantastic. But one question I have regarding that is, how much influence do you have in the creative process? I mean, I would think that, you know, in your position it might be hard, but being a creative, I would suspect you probably want to be pretty close to that creative product.
Well, it's blasphemy for me to quote David Ogilvy, but I will. He once said, "I don't get dogs and then bark for them." And we hire great creative leaders all around the world in tribal offices. And I only get involved at the request, not at my insistence.
As I mentioned earlier, you guys are you're leading up the Tribal DDB, and it's one of the terrific agencies out there. What would you say differentiates your agency from the other great agencies?
Well, our position is to be full service, best in class, and global. And I think you see a lot of competitors in each one of those segments, broad service set, a lot of awards, and multinational presence. I think what makes Tribal kind of special is that we really feel comfortable offering all three. We certainly are full service. We just won Interactive Agency of the Year here at Cannes.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And we have 30 offices in 20 countries around the world.
You mentioned full service. There's definitely, within our industry, some folks that believe that your creative and your media has to be, under the same roof. I think there's some folks that actually we've already spoken to that feel like that really isn't necessary. Probably everyone believes that it has to be integrated. What is your take?
I philosophically believe that it should be under the same roof. I think that the flaw in the argument of unbundling media is that you're really solving one problem and creating another simultaneously. And I understand the merits of buying efficiency, but from a planning and a strategy perspective, I think media needs to be with the strategic and creative teams.
You guys have a great roster of clients. Which client do you not have that you really think belongs with Tribal?
Well, I think any client that really values creativity, that has a certain amount of braveness, is willing to be bold and embrace a big idea, is one that would be a great match for us, because we challenge ourselves to be bold and exciting and competitively unique in all of our thinking. And so clients that place a value on that would be ideal with us.
Is there anyone in the industry that you admire, either the work that they've done, the position they're in, anyone that you would say would act as a mentor?
Well, I came to DDB originally because of Keith Reinhart and Ken Case, and Keith was pretty much my idol in the business. Also started as a copywriter, ironically enough, and went on to found Omnicom. So he did okay, and I've really been lucky to get to work closely with Keith for the last 6 years or so, and I learned just a tremendous amount from him. Ken, I've also worked with for the last 6 years, and he's currently the CEO of DDB, and I think I've learned a tremendous amount about how to foster a great team from Ken. He's just a master of teamwork, and you know, we've managed to put together a great team ourselves.
Just wrapping up, I'd like to know, what is the most rewarding part of your job?
Coming to Ken, talking to John Ray.
That's John Ray.
Ray.
Whatever. Thanks for joining us, Matt. Really appreciate it. Best of luck.
Thanks.